Welcome, everyone, to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is June 22nd, 2013. We're going to have lots of wonderful healings for you tonight, and most especially a visit to the Creation Lightship live, so you can start thinking about a healing that you might want to do. Also, bring up the Creation Lightship being on your monitor screen, either from BBS or the BBS website, rather, or go to creationlightship.com and bring it up there. And then Ron will come on and activate the light being for us. Hello, Ron.
Yep, I'm here. So let's clear your room out here of things. And the light being does that once it comes up. So check out your room energy, everybody. See how it's feeling around you. You may have started to feel yourself being put into the moment, which means that you're off of the timeline that you were on 5 minutes ago. And this, when you're off of the timeline, then you're in peace. And that's the way it kind of works. So bring the light pin in now, and we'll bring the males in. The three males will be coming. Here we go. So we'll use the word stronger to bring them in. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll do a clearing for emotional stuff. People may be feeling the energies of yesterday. You know, naturally, you pick on one day for the summer solstice. But, you know, probably to last for a week before and a week after. But normally we just pick the one day. But we'll get rid of the energies if we can here. That could be bothering you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Remember, there's all the planets and stars connecting to you, causing, you know, typical abductions, problems, mind control transmissions, and everything else. And naturally, when they pick a day like this, much like, we'll say, you know, known days, like Christmas and Easter and things like this, this is where the aliens really get their mileage to get more energies off of you. And this is one of those days, you know, which is the 21st of June. And also another day would be, I think, the 21st of December. So here we go. Let's release more of the energies that could be, you know, having the bullseye on your T-shirt. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's do a spirit infusion to bring more of you home here. And we're going to just put your spirit into your body properly at the same time we're doing the spirit infusion. So here we go. And come into your feet. And here we go. So I'll use the word in and out. So your spirit will be kind of like recycling itself back in and out of you to reconnect more to your lower legs and feet and ankles, etc. So here we go. Coming out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, Ann, turn it over to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And we did have a lot of great clearings last night regarding the solstice. Thank you. And we have another request. You cleared the labyrinths last night, and you mentioned the right angles and clearing us going right and left, and a lot of people felt that very strongly. So we got an email today asking if you would clear the labyrinths that are circular. Because I remember doing that kind also, like this person saying they kind of make you dizzy.
Okay, here we go. So, boy, so I guess if you walked from... I will say clockwise, from left to right, we'll clear that energy, then we'll do it the other way around. So here we go. So if you walked it left to right in a circle or circular pattern, it might even be elliptical possibly, but we'll just say it's a circle. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. I'm yawning. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll clear the other direction, going from right to left, which we'll say is counterclockwise. 1, 2, 3. Well, that one's even worse. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So as you're feeling the changes in your body, you can realize how much control, robotic energies, whatever word you want to use there, is put on you when you participate in these energies that are created by mind, created by people who, you know, are used to entrap you into a ritual. We do have a clear on the website, too, for rituals and, you know, symbols and things. So that might be another way of looking at it if you have a whole bunch of relief right now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm just looking at something. Thank you, Ron. That felt really good. I'm looking at something on the fast chat that I think came up last night, too. And I don't know if you can, if this is possibly too broad. Can you clear the corruption of original solstice rituals?
Possibly, but that gets pretty heavy. So, you know,
right.
I would say at this moment I won't. Only because, you know, if I were to do that, I'd probably be battling the aliens for a couple of months just to do something on this show just to take away a little bit of the energy. And right now I'm battling the aliens with other issues. So that's the way it goes.
Right.
Some people do these things, you know, it's they don't know what's behind the scenes of what I have to go through to do something. So that's why a lot of times I'll say, no, I don't want to do something. And that's the reason I'm being put too far out. And I'm already, my plate is, I probably have about 10 plates ahead of me and also about 10 in front of me that I'm working on right now. So, it all depends how much energy I have in reserve, if any, to do additional things. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. We have a couple of people, I guess, need healing codes for their healing. So, and I believe I have an email, too, or a couple of emails. So I'll work on getting those to you tonight or tomorrow. So thank you for your patience about that, because I'm sure you're anxious to get them done. And basically, okay, people are bringing up other rituals. You know, no rituals are good. No rituals were ever needed, right, Ron? That's all just coming from the dark side. We do not need to honor the sun or a change of season, right?
Right, and we could even, other declaring for a marriage ritual, as you gave your vows to somebody, well, you gave your oath to be with them until, you know, typically, you know, life, you know, ends with the other person. So here we go. Which can entrap you a lot in a relationship, thinking that God is going to reprimand you or something. So here we go.
Right.
So if you have done that and you want to get a little more freedom, I don't know what that would mean to you, but it may take away maybe soul family contracts and agreements a little bit also. So, and maybe that person that you were married to or are married to will say, was a handler of yours. So very possibly, you know, that's another way, you know, you can look at it. Somebody to keep tabs on you. And they even use animals now, you know, dogs and cats can be a handler. So anyway, here we go. We'll take away the energy that you want to think about for, like, your marriage vow here. So if you have a situation with a partner or an ex-partner that when you think about it, it doesn't make you feel good. That could be connected to that energy. So we'll take that away for you. So you have to think of something. So here we go. We're going to release that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So it could be something maybe I won't use the word stupid, but it could be a thing, you know, you met your partner and you got married and now you're sleeping with them and that person snores and then you go, oh, what am I going to do? And I can't divorce this person because I made this wedding vow. Now I got to live with somebody who's snoring, wakes me up, you know, every night. Or maybe they toss and turn a lot. Maybe the aliens got them. You didn't know that before. And they bounce on their bed a lot and wiggle their feet. And you go, oh, man, you know, what did I get myself into? So we'll do a clearing for that, which might help you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. This is pretty heavy. And some of you must have really a big issue there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I'll do the second issue. So you probably have another one that's kind of bothering you, haunting you. So here we go, releasing your second issue. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I guess that's good. So back to you, Ann. We'll continue on like we did, I guess, from the show from last night here. So
yes, we did have a lot of participation last night, and I hardly finished, you know, getting to all of the emails. I'm not surprised, by the way, Ron, that that was so heavy because most religions make a very big deal about marriage, and no matter what, you know, and you're going to be with that person again, and they make it sound just dreadful. So thank you very much for that. Okay, back to the summer solstice. I wanted to add, in my case, I just cleared that date yesterday on the natal barcode clearing, and that felt quite good. And then we had someone write in to say that they did the location space clearing yesterday because there are people that live on the same property that she does that do these solstice ceremonies. And it felt like it really released a lot of that dark energy. So those are things people might want to try, the natal barcode with the date, or you could even put in solstice or summer solstice ceremonies. Right, Ron?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, maybe your particular culture, the race that you are, has it in the genetics to worship this, you know? I think that may go back, you know, eons in time when, you know, these days were available and people wanted to, you know, get the good weather and stuff and good sun for their crops and things. So let's do a clearing for a genetic code that you might have. And it could even be a barcode, but we'll just do a code that you may have in your genetics that kind of makes you awaken to do this energy work without you even knowing why you're doing it. So here we go. Or it may just affect you. You don't know why. Remember, that could be one of those special barcodes. But we'll just clear some energy here to see what happens. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, back to you, and we'll see what's next.
Okay, someone commented that they aren't even married, but that they felt awful during that clearing, and they feel they must have needed it somehow. Okay, someone's asking...
If they felt awful, what could be happening is that maybe, all these thought forms are with you, like it's happening right now. So maybe you have a past boyfriend or girlfriend that liked you. Maybe they had a crush on you in elementary school or something. And because of that, they wanted to marry you, and they had that energy with you. So now you have that energy stuck with you, not knowing where it's coming from. And that could be a definite possibility. Or maybe you were with somebody for a couple of years, hoping you to get married or be with them, and then, you know, they went a different direction. But when they thought about you for that 2 years of time, they wanted to be with you. Now you have that energy that's still with you. So that could be what you're dealing with. And we just got some of that released. So back to you again, Ann.
Okay. We have a request on the fast chat for something I've never heard of, to be cleared of the Brahma Kumaris. The person has nightmares about them. And someone else says, oh, it's a doomsday. Oh, no, I guess he's saying it's a doomsday cult. I've never heard of that. So I don't know if a lot of people might be connected to them in some way.
Yeah, I haven't ever heard of that either. So here we go. So if you do feel doom and gloom or something, or you know, what's going to happen around the corner, I mean, just by listening to whatever's out there, the news and stuff, you know, it's, it does sound kind of bad at times. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, I hope that will give that person some relief. And I guess lucky to the people like me who have not heard of that. Okay. All right, now, I know. First I want to read... or paraphrase, someone sent a very nice thank you testimonial, Ron, for basically all the healings and how she did a lot of searching around and never felt good with any of the, you know, different faiths and things that she found, and including the New Age movement, and was so happy to see you. And ever since she's been doing all the healings, she seems so much better. And then I thought, since we're going to the light ship and stuff tonight, the thing that really struck her the most and made her know she'd found the right place to be was at the top of the webpage, it says, fact, source never created darkness. So I thought maybe you could talk about that a little bit, Ron.
Yeah, so the universe of darkness, you know, remember, true light is free will, free choice. And it never interferes with any of its creations because it allows free will, free choice. You're always connected to your spirit in whatever life form you have, and your spirit is, in a sense, source energy, and it never can be taken away. It can be diluted, but it can never, you know, it's still working. Even if it gets, into low percentages, and a lot of it isn't here. But it's still like a little dynamo, and it just keeps working and working and working. And it's that's what the light gives you is, everlasting life, which is what your spirit is. And darkness, on the other hand, creates timelines, and the timelines are from events that's happened that they want to control, which is basically a death timeline, because sometimes... those timelines will cause awful problems. And, you know, I've had people who had conditions, situations that were not very pleasant. And they do a timeline crash on it, or many of them, with their issue, and all of a sudden the issue goes away. So the main thing that we have here is darkness, and the darkness would be the aliens out there that you can't see or can see. Maybe some of the flyovers that people have pictures of, but a lot of those that people see are probably ships that are actually created and made here through reverse engineering. There are ones that are true alien ones, but I don't think that's probably more than 10% of the sightings that people have. The other 90% of what's here. But aside from that, there's still a copy of what's out there. And what you don't see, you see where the problem is. So you can say, oh, yeah, this country has a lot of sightings, and this one has it, and we have books on different types of UFOs and things. Well, you're only probably viewing maybe a 0.5% of what's really out there. What you don't see is what's going to get you. So people don't understand that. They think it has to be physical. And what we deal with here is the invisible energies of the aliens that are affecting you. And just by doing these clearings earlier, these are the energies that the aliens brought to you. So they're all invisible. And remember, their spirit had to give you energetic bodies that are invisible to protect you from the other invisible energies. So you should be able to connect some dots there. So whatever you don't see is worse, probably much worse than what you do see, because you don't know where it's coming from. But the darkness is a separate, say, universe of energy. It's kind of make it very simple here. And it just happened to want it to steal light because light is special. Light never gets diminished, and the darkness does have controlling timelines on it and a limited maybe life to the life forms, and the light, the spirit in you does not. So they want to get that to go on for a long time. And so if the light wouldn't have come into this planet to take over the energies and to brainwash people and to have people judge the light and to separate the people from being heart-centered into being mind-centered, all that would not have happened, and you would be in life, and this program would not even exist because you wouldn't have a way to have duality. So the darkness gave duality. Light doesn't have duality because everything is created and it's perfect. So there's no judgment at all in light. And like I mentioned, when you're doing, when you are being creative, you are connected more to your spirit. But when you start judging what you're doing, then you get popped directly into the darkness. So if you're doing something, maybe you're a painter and you're painting, enjoying yourself, you know, painting a picture or something, and it's flowing very nicely, then you get maybe 90% through it, and then you kind of stop and start to analyze what you did. At that point, you're in darkness. So if you just don't get into that point, or if you stop what you're doing without analyzing anything, then it would be a picture that your spirit created. When you start analyzing and say, oh, I got to put some maybe seagulls in the picture here, or the sky's the wrong color, now you're in darkness, and you're actually corrupting the picture that you're creating, because now you're putting darkness into it, which is mind energy. So the whole thing is mind versus source energy, which has no mind, has no way to contaminate anything through judgments. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That is so helpful. And I think we've probably all gone through that type of experience and had that happen to us. When we open the shows, Ron, you always very nicely energize the light being for us. And someone who I believe came on a little late is wondering, and this can happen to any of us, can she put the light being on after the show has started up on her computer? And if she's participating with us, will she be getting the peace energy through the light being?
Yes, automatically. Uh-huh.
Good. Okay. I was never sure about that myself, so thank you. That was a good question.
Yeah, once you're on the show, then you're put out of time. Almost always, and the light beam will be activated when you bring it up on your monitor screen. So if you turn on light, then it will be activated automatically for you. Uh-huh.
Terrific. Okay, thank you, Ron. That's nice to know. Okay, we have a request back to the solstice, kind of. I guess it's connected to that. Could you clear cording to Stonehenge?
You'd have to think of an energy, so I guess the first thing is that the person probably went to Stonehenge and they have energies attached to them from that. The next thing could be, well, I've never been there, but, you know, I was in England and I grew up there, you know, a long time ago. Maybe, you know, you have family that, you know, had roots there, so they may have been quartered to it. So, you know, I'd probably just clear people who've been in Stonehenge, do that clearing here. And then we'll do one for maybe your ancestors being connected to it. So the first thing is if you've been there and you did travels and you wanted to see the sacred site, we'll clear that. So here we go. One, two, there's probably a couple hundred cords attached to that. I can clear one of those right now. There's a lot of cords that I see coming from Stonehenge. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So that's one cord, probably out of a couple hundred. I'm seeing a lot of alien races using that energy there. So if you did go over there, you probably want to do the cord clearing. And now I'll do one for your ancestors if you lived in that area and went there, which you may not know anything about. Here we go. So this is much kind of like a seven-generational clearing. What I'll do is go back maybe 300 years ago. So one, clearing this energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So you have two ways to look at this. One is to do timeline crashes on it if this is affecting you. The other one is to do cordings, energetic cording release. So you may kind of figure out which one you might need. And also you can do the seven generational clearing of that also. So it's hard for me to say what you need for that clearing. Just, you know, connect with your spirit and just kind of see what's happening or what, you know, your intuition is telling you if you felt a large change. So we'll go to the light ship maybe in 10 minutes here, I guess. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and just a reminder for everyone listening, think of one physical healing for your visit to the light ship. And also, may we take requests, Ron, for certain rooms that people like to visit?
Yeah, we could do maybe six rooms here, the first six
okay.
people.
All righty. And I sometimes have an issue with cording myself, and I was wondering, Ron, typically do the people, when people are cording you, are they aware of what they're doing to you?
Well, okay, first of all, are they aware? If they think of you, they're cording you, okay? So
mm-hmm.
number one, are they aware that they're cording you when they think of you? Probably not. The next thing, what are they, when they picture you, what are they looking at? Are they looking at your, you know, your muscles on your body or your breast or your butt or other places, you know, your face? So that's where they're courting you when they get that visual, okay? So you could all pick somebody right now that you had in the past and bring up that person. And what do you have that you see from that person? So, you know, let's just say that a person looked a little different. Remember in the old days they had, what was that, Albert E. Newman with the big ears or something? Remember
yes.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Mad Magazine.
So that was one of the cartoon characters. So what did he had freckles, I think, and he also had big ears, right?
Yes.
Okay, so automatically that's probably what you're going to be courting, or maybe the face in general. But, you know, everybody does this. So remember, that's probably why you have visions of people and things on your psychic billboard screen, because you're seeing them and you're courting something. So what happens to the person as they court, you know, some part of your body? Well, you're getting the energy taken away from it. And that's not good. But and then you're getting the energy from them, and they're getting energy from you. So the whole thing is not good. So when you do court somebody or you're aware of it, well, you know about this. Now you know that you are, because you are aware of courting, but most people are not. Now, what could come into their body? Remember, they can use the mind energy, which is what your body is attached to, because you have a mind. And you can get a shapeshifter or some other alien coming into your body. And they could also use the mind energy to court somebody. So let's just say that this alien that came into a body of a person had a lot of visuals from working on a ship, and maybe they're torturing people. So this was not uncommon. And so now that person courts you, and now you start getting nightmares about being like a lab rat or something like that, or being poked and prodded and whatever else. And you wonder why you're getting that nightmare. Well, that alien could have courted you because the energy that they're giving you is going to be brought to you. Now, also, you know, you could be asking, well, if I get those nightmares in, am I actually going to be abducted onto that ship? That's hard to say, but they did single you out, and more than likely that could be part of that experience too. So, and like I say, all energetic courtings, attachments are bad. That's why we did the energy earlier of releasing the marriage balls from people. You know, one of those situations that you had just to get it released, because that's energetic courting. So that's why, and also you're getting courted when you touch people and hug people. And that's more physical. That you could actually, you know, talk about and see happening around you is things like that. If somebody has a bad day, we'll say, and they're cooking food for you or something, they're actually putting energy into that food that's negative. And they could be courting you through that food even, because they have their signature of negative energy or even positive energy in it. Their energy that's at all is no good if it gets transferred onto somebody. And so all of a sudden they could court you through what you're eating. So the whole thing here, that's the main trick for the aliens, is courting. And that's what we deal with here. And, you know, that's the main underlying situation that we have here is energetic courtings. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. Okay, we've gotten a few suggestions for rooms at the Creation Lightship. Are you ready to go now?
Yeah, what I'll do is go, and then you can give me a room after we go into one. So I'll go into a few, then you can mention it.
Okay.
So here we go. We're going to go up to the Lightship, everybody. This only works live on this program when you're listening, you know, in real time. If it's in our time, you're going to feel peace energy. And here we go. Going up, bringing up your family, which would be your animals and pets, if you have that. And flowers, tree, garden, plants. These are all things that are kind of connected to you, and you can bring them up. Can't bring up people, though. They have to be live. So here we go. I should say humans. Like, there we go. Going up. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to go into the room that has the flower energy. So these are very large flowers. You might see roses. You might see, like, sunflowers. You know, might see lilies. You know, all different types of flowers. They're very, very beautiful. And here comes the energy that you can sense. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to go into another room. And this is the room for a physical body detox. And this is mainly on your skin. So if you have any skin concerns, we'll be doing this here. Now you're going to be in other rooms, so you want to do your own request now for additional healing. And do one a particular situation or melody that you might have. So here we go, going to this room here with the flowers. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, how about the first room?
The rainforest room.
Rainforest, okay. Bring this energy in. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And then I'll just pick a room here. This room is working with possibly cartilage. Maybe there's people out there who have maybe a hip problem, knee problem. Maybe they twisted their ankle or something. So we'll just say a sprain, keeping it simple here. So and if you have a past problem with a sprain, then just indicate that too, or a condition. So one, bring the energy in and request that right now for the light beings to help you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And next room, Ann?
The mermaid room.
Okay, here we go. Request your healing. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next room.
Bumblebees.
Oh, okay, we can write on them. Here comes the bumblebees. So stronger, stronger. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next one.
The polar bear room.
Okay, and we'll do two more after this. Polar bears.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels very good. Okay, next.
The crystal room.
Okay, so you can have a choice here. It could be like clear quartz. There's other types of crystals, other types of minerals. So this is your choice. Could be amethyst. So here we go. So whatever you want, this will be your choice here. So going into this room, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to go into another room, a mineral room. This will be black obsidian. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into the butterfly room. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one more room, Ann, before we come back.
Okay, the dolphin room.
Okay. Here we go, going where the dolphins are. There's pink dolphins and white dolphins and black dolphins. So there's also gold dolphins. So you have a choice there, too. Here we go, request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll go into one other location, which is what we went into before. This is for skin detoxification. So here comes this energy, a little stronger for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll come back from the light ship now. So our animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants, whatever you brought up there is coming back with you, coming back down. You feel yourself being put back into the earth energy here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're back here. You're bilocated out of time and being worked with source energy. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ron. That felt really wonderful. I really strongly felt that crystal and black obsidian room. I don't know if we've ever done that before or if we had, I don't remember, but that really felt terrific. So thank you very much for that. Okay, we're moving right along here. We have, let me just get back to our CLS questions at yahoo.com if anyone wants to send in questions, though I'm still working through last night's. Okay, you have on a past show, I think more than once actually, downloaded the Jewish money code for us, Ron, and then on last week's 8-hour call, you gave everyone who was on that a money clearing. So someone has a question about the Jewish money code. Can you explain the money barcodes? When you did it for us on the show, did you attach a Jewish barcode or take away a barcode.
Okay. What I did is just momentarily activated the energy to connect you to that and also take away. You can't really bring anything in if your plate's full. So everybody who was listening, you know, your plate was full of not having money. Okay, so you had blockages there. So we had to release those blockages and then also bring in the DNA, the energy, since everybody here is probably has some type of Jewish blood in them. We activated that alien energetic code. I won't say it's a barcode, but it was a code in the DNA to allow you to maybe have money get attracted to you. And that's what it was. So I did not do anything with the barcode. We just brought in the code in your DNA that was probably dormant, just sitting there and never activated. And for some people, they've had success, as I have heard, with things happening kind of beyond the normal situations of life. And people seem to be very grateful. So back to you, Dan.
Yes, thank you, Ron. And we have a testimonial on the same subject. Thank you so much for the money codes and the money clearings. I'm feeling very good about money now and also noticing the issues that are coming up. Namely, my biggest fear is losing the money that I activated. So that's interesting because you've said that before, Ron, that when something comes up in a way that's good because then you know what you need to clear, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So with money, you know, you only have three issues. There could be more, but I can only think of three. One is that you're going to, you know, spend it, number one, that, you know, when you have money, excess money with you, we'll say, because you want to have it with you in your pocket. People still have that same problem probably with credit cards. But the main thing is with real money, you can spend it, you can lose it, you know, lose your purse, lose your wallet, or have it fall out of your pocket or something. And then the next one would be having it stolen. These are all fears that people have. There could be a fourth one, you know, but I don't know what it would be. But those are the main things, the main three. So when you, you know.
Could you have a fear of having too much money, Ron?
Yeah, I imagine you could have that too, you know,
right.
Having the consequences of people courting you. Remember, everybody courts people. So that's why you probably hear people who have had lots of money. Then they die and people find it and they go, wow, this person lived like a hermit and they got all this money. You know, what happened there? Well, maybe the person didn't want to be courted by other people. So they wanted just to be secluded, you know, and not mention it. That could be a possibility. Or it just could be the dark side coming into them, making them have a miserable life. And then when they die, then it gets passed on to somebody else. You know, who knows? But anyway, but the person definitely would not be living in the moment if they're hoarding all their money and not using it to help them. So, you know, they're looking probably for something on down the road, you know, to do with the money. And that's probably another issue that could be there. But, you know, I'm not saying if you have lots of money to spend it instantly, but you do also want to be in the moment and make your decisions that way, too. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we get indoctrinated sometimes by people. I know we've had other testimonials from people that mention that in their family history and that kind of thing, people say bad things about people with money. So then you might be thinking, oh, well, what if I become that person then? Then my family won't like me or, you know, and that needs to be cleared. Okay, we have a few testimonials on the on the fast chat. Someone got a new job since you did the Jewish money code. And someone saying, more of the creation lightship visit testimonial, I guess, that she's been asking the light beings to help her lose weight, and she has lost 15 pounds in the past 2 months. So congratulations. That's nice. And Wait, there was one other one. Oh, well, someone's making a request that will you be doing or asking the question, will you be giving out that code again this Sunday? They were absentee last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course, definitely. Yeah, we're giving that special code out.
Right. And terrific. And someone's saying they had a their child had a wonderful experience. I guess they mean on the Creation Lightship. I bet they did because the children can so often see things, right, Ron? They probably could see the light beings and the mermaids and everything. That's really wonderful.
Yeah, okay. that's good. Yeah, and remember, when you work with a light being and you bring it up on the monitor screen and you're doing your healing, you know, the protocol is, you know, you have to be in the moment. And the light beings only work with you when you're doing a clearing to get rid of energies. So you can request healings also when we go to the special calls during the week. But other than that, when you're not on the light ship, then unless you're doing a clearing, then you have no way to connect with the light beam. So I just needed to mention that in case people are thinking that they can do something out of the protocol of the light ship. So back to you.
Right. And just a reminder, you know, that the next two Sundays, not every Sunday, but three Sundays every month, Ron does an eight-hour healing call where we go to the Creation Lightship, and there's one tomorrow and one the following Sunday. And they start at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And then all week, or Tuesday through Friday, Ron has healing calls that start at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time that are wonderful. So just to remind everybody, if you're feeling good when you do those, when we go to the light ship, you might want to get on some of those calls and really heal things. Okay, and just we talked a lot, we talked again last night about ley lines and grid lines last night, and someone wrote to tell us that you did a lot of description about that on Wednesday, June 12th. So for those of you, I know a lot of people are always listening to archives, so that would be a good one for you to go back and listen to if you have more questions about the grid and ley line clearings. So thank you very much for sending that in.
Yeah, in fact, if somebody listening, you know, if you go back and hear an archive, and it really goes, you go, wow, that really sounds great, and I like the subject matter, you might just send it over to the CLS questions with maybe a couple sentence description of what was on that and why you liked it, and maybe we'll pass it on to other people because we have lots of archives. And so there might be one that you might want to share with other people listening because it really helps you out a lot. So that'd be wonderful. Every show is, you know, this we have an archive playing. You know, every show is live. And what I have found by listening to people, they hear a show now and then and we're similar subject matter, then they finally get it, what we're talking about. Maybe there were some energetic blockages there. Mind control transmissions, you know, robotic programs, and maybe they missed like a word or two. Then they hear it again. They go, ah, now I got clarity. So if you happen to have one of those shows that you particularly like, then, you know, you want to, you know, if you could just jot down what it was about just briefly and why you liked it. The show that I can remember doing, you know, lots of them, but, I like the one where we have it on the website to listen to, and that's the one, I think, about talking about healing with a dog bite. And because a lot of people come to me with a particular situation, and there's so much more involved that people have with a particular illness that, you know, at the surface, it's like, oh, I just, you know, got a cut finger or something, and, you know, it can go on and on and on, going back into the past to get rid of the energies out of it, you know. So that's a neat one. I don't know what the actual show is on BBS. I think it was probably maybe, I'm just guessing, 2010. I don't know. But maybe somebody might know about it. Maybe you can click on it, but maybe let people know. No, and so we could, you know, tell you what it is. But that's the show that will show you how kind of messed up we are here and how much energy work it takes to do a healing to get it definitely out of you. That was quite an interesting show to me. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, and I recommend listening to the archives because I always get something new out of any show that I listen to again. Okay, you cleared some planets, and including the moon last night, Ron, but tomorrow night, we have an email saying that tomorrow night is a super moon. The moon is going to be the closest to the Earth it's been in 500 years. And that's supposed to be tomorrow night. So I was wondering if, once again, you could clear us from the energies of the moon.
Boy, we're going to get mooned, huh?
We're going to get mooned.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. This would be good to put up if you have a particular time or date. You know, they always give, when it's going to be mostly, the exact second when it's happening or something. So you could just play this archive, and it'll help you out, too. So let's release the energy. And here we go. So I'm going to bring in some peace energy, first of all. So if you're listening to the archive tomorrow, then here we go. And bring in peace energy to help you out. So stronger, bring the light being up, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll just take away some of the energy here. Let's see. So I'm going to look at it as having 10 energies that's going to be affecting us. There may be a lot more, but I'm going to narrow it down into 10 different energies. So first energy, clearing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, released. Number 2 energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3 energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4 energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see how that works for you. I just divided it up into, different segments in a sense to have more control of the energy here. What we'll do also is an energy that's connecting to the sun, probably. That's also transmitting maybe the opposite energy in a sense, because we have the moon at night and the sun in the daytime. So just making it very simple, we'll clear the sun now. So I'll just clear the sun on one count here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I'll do chakras here. So first chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, and sixth chakra cleared, and we're closing down the crown. Seventh chakra closed down. There we go. Okay, everybody. I got about around 55 after here, so our show is coming to a closure here. So thank you, everybody. And we'll be on the call tomorrow at 10 a.m. Sunday, and have a wonderful call. So thank you. Blessings,
thank
everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.